From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. People who stick to five healthy habits in adulthood can add more than a decade to their lives, according to a major study into the impact behavior has on lifestyle. Researchers at Harvard University used lifestyle questionnaires and medical records from 123,000 volunteers to understand how much longer people lived if they followed a healthy diet, controlled their weight, took regular exercise, drank in moderation, did not smoke. Amazing story. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach joins us from criticalhealthnews.com, our Spartan sponsors and our partners. Now, the toll-free number to call to ask questions to them, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Their website, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast. Well, the emails and the calls are rolling in already for Dr. Joel Wallach. He, of course, is with criticalhealthnews.com and is a regular contributor here at Coast to Coast. They obviously sponsor the program, but they partner up with us to get you the information you need to make yourself healthy. Their website, criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you all to go to it throughout the night. And a toll-free number to call to talk to a human being who's there to help you, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We'll take calls shortly with Doc Wallach, and Tom will take your text and tweets as well. Doc, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, George. It's always good to be with you.
What did you think of the story I had right before you came on about lifestyle changes? Don't smoke, watch what you eat, watch your diet, and you'll live 10 years longer at least.
Well, there's two pieces, and of course, lifestyle and diet is one piece. The other, of course, is supplementation programs, because you can't get everything you need from your food anymore.
That's right.
So, and you cannot out-supplement a good diet, or a bad diet, you cannot out-supplement a bad diet. And so it's imperative to avoid the bad foods. That alone will add many years to your life. And I said in 1971, after doing 20,000 autopsies, what I learned was, and that was my postdoctoral fellowship thesis, which is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, so I'm very proud of that. At any rate, what I found out was that if a person eats one meal a day of processed meats, like ham and bacon and sausage, that kind of thing, pepperoni.
And I'm guilty of that once in a while, by the way.
Actually, increase your risk of many different types of cancer, the same as smoking two packs of cigarettes a day.
Jeez.
So if you smoke and eat one meal a day of those things, you're really, really begging for cancer. Cancer is not a genetic thing. It's self-inflicted. And so if you want to avoid it, it is avoidable, but you have to be obsessive about avoiding the bad stuff, fried foods, processed meats, oils, including olive oil and coconut oil, and gluten, wheat, bran, and oats, and then you supplement with the 90, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids. You significantly reduce the risk of cancer. You add, now we're talking about 25 to 50 healthy years to your life.
Hey, Doc, what do you do if you have a craving of something that may not be great for you, but, you know, you do it in moderation?
Well, first of all, George, cravings are a red warning light. Cravings, if you really investigate them, tell you you're missing something. And you see this in all vertebrates. And this is why, of course, it's very interesting in the livestock industry. They put out salt blocks into the pasture. The salt blocks are a way to get cattle and goats and sheep to get trace minerals, which prevent all kinds of weird diseases. And so they mix the trace minerals in with the salt. And as the critter licks the salt, they're also getting the trace minerals and therefore reducing the risk of those trace mineral deficiencies, including birth defects in pregnant cows and sheep and goats and so forth. So cravings are a symptom of a deficiency. And, of course, this is one of the reasons why people become overweight. They're actually nutritionally deficient. When people are overweight and obese, they're deficient in nutrients, and so their cravings lead them to eat weird things, looking for things their body is asking for.
Well, you know, I used to have a horse farm in Illinois, Doc, and we would put salt blocks out there in the pastures. And it was interesting because there were some blocks in the pastures that were hardly touched at all. There were others in different pastures with different horses where the blocks were almost down to nothing.
Yeah, and of course it depends on what is in the soil, because nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ice cream. And so in some areas, there's many minerals in the soil, and so the horses and cows won't be too interested in licking the salt block. But if the soil is deficient, they're really going to use that salt block. And, of course, this is the same way with human beings. There are certain things we tend to go to when we're looking for something, when our body is asking or begging for a nutrient. People will eat sugar. We will eat things that taste good. That's why desserts are so fascinating. People will go that direction, and you'll gain some weight because you're looking for things. And, of course, it's kind of interesting. Grandma recognized this 300-400 years ago, and she invented a custom. When the grandkids would come over to her house, she would give them cookies and milk, because if she did not give them cookies and milk, they would gnaw the carvings off of the arms of her antique furniture. Looking for the
No, you're right. They need that. Their body craves it.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. We're going to take your phone calls pretty soon with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Tom will take your text and tweets. I've got just a whole slew of emails. Doc, here's one in from Taylor. And she says, my friend has been advised she needs a partial knee replacement. She's 68 years old, 5'5", weighs 110 pounds. So she's not too tall, doesn't weigh a lot, but she needs to get a knee replaced. What should she do supplement-wise?
Well, the first thing she should do is fire her doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Just like that?
Just like that. I mean, just summarily fire the doctor, because surgery does not solve, and this is one of the things I wanted to talk about this evening, surgery does not solve your problem of arthritis by replacing the knee with a mechanical knee, because arthritis doesn't occur in one joint. It's in every joint in your body.
Mm-hmm. Same with a hip replacement.
Exactly.
Guess, right?
These problems, this osteoporosis and osteoarthritis, is occurring in every joint in your body, including your skull. When people get receding gums, and you know, they'll be told, you know, you have bone loss in your face and jaw. Well, that's osteoporosis of your face and jaw. And you'll get loose teeth, and then dentists want to pull your teeth and put in dentures and root canals and all this kind of stuff. And really all you need to do is take the 90 and rebuild your bones. And so give it 90 days. And I get people from all over the world who come to me, literally millions of people every year, looking for ways to avoid surgery and knee replacements and wires and plates and bolts and nuts hooking their vertebrae together. When all you really need to do is need to give your body these nutrients, and your body has a great capacity to rebuild itself. But it does require raw materials to do that. Now, George, everybody knows that your skin replaces itself constantly. And, well, how does that work? Well, you need the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, to give your skin what it needs to rebuild itself and maintain itself. Otherwise, you start getting ulcers and eczema and weird things going on in your skin. We don't have the nutrients to replace what's naturally going away. Well, the same thing is true with arthritis and diabetes and high blood pressure and kidney failure and heart disease and asthma and COPD and so forth. It's an amazing thing that the medical system and the dental system has devised treatments that just deal with relief of symptoms. For instance, diabetes is not high blood sugar. High blood sugar is a symptom of diabetes. You keep your blood sugar under control, you're still going to go blind and have your feet amputated as complications of diabetes. You have to get rid of the diabetes. And this is where we come in. there are no genetically transmitted diseases. I'll start there, George. There are no genetically transmitted diseases, including diabetes and obesity and heart disease and cancer and those sorts of things. They're all nutritional deficiencies, and some of them have contributions from inflammatory foods, okay, which make the deficiencies worse. But there are no genetically transmitted diseases, with the exception of viral infections in early pregnancy that can cause some birth defects like measles and things like that. All birth defects are caused by nutritional deficiencies in the embryo. There are no genetically transmitted birth defects. And so once you understand that, you realize how important it is for each individual to take the responsibility to supplement. Unless you like surgery, unless you like to be on 14 prescription drugs a day and seeing 14 specialists every month. If you like those things, hey, go for it. But if you want to avoid all that, you avoid the bad foods. Just like it says, you clear up your diet. You're going to add 25 to 50 years to your life. And then you throw in the 90 cents of nutrients appropriate for your body weight. Obviously, 300-pound persons require a dose for a 300-pound person, not a 50-pound person, to get the maximum benefit. And all of their problems go away. It's that simple.
Well, it's a step in the right direction, isn't it?
Absolutely, but we have to do it. The doctors are not going to recommend it. The government's not going to recommend it, especially when you have insurance. You know, before we had health insurance, George, people used to pay their doctors with a pumpkin pie and a bushel of corn and or that sort of thing. And everybody kind of got along, and doctors did their best to resolve the patient's problems. Well, today, since we have health insurance, the patient now becomes an ATM machine, and the doctors do not want to cure you.
Stay with us, Doc. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and take some phone calls with you here on Coast to Coast. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Go ahead and try to crush that website. And you can call these people out there who are just standing by to give you some advice. 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. The phone number to call them for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. You just heard the numbers to get on the program, and we will take calls with Doc Wallach next hour as well. Well, our magical mystery tour is taking us all over the country and into Canada. And let me tell you that on June 30th, I'll be in Vancouver, British Columbia, at the incredible Architects of the New Paradigm Conference. I'll be up there with producer Tom. Speakers include Stephen Bassett, who's always pushing for UFO disclosure, Grant Cameron, Richard Dolan, Johnny Enoch, Daniel Sheehan, Victor Vigiani. All these great people will be there speaking. Get tickets by going to anpconference.com, and I'll be there for the full weekend, anpconference.com. And then, of course, I've got to mention our stage shows in Las Vegas and in Asheville, North Carolina. June 9th, we'll be in Las Vegas at the Silverton Casino. June 9th, August 25th, we'll be in Asheville, North Carolina at the Diana Wortham Theater. You can get full tickets and information by going to coasttocoastam.com. Click the events at the top of the homepage. And welcome back. Dr. Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll get to your calls as well. Doc, last week I had Dr. R.E. Tent on from Michigan. Do you know him? Because he was raving about you.
Yes, he's a chiropractor. Great guy.
Yep.
And he incorporates the nutrition with his chiropractic, which I really respect. Chiropractic adjustments is kind of like a manual acupuncture, if you will, and can relieve symptoms and really realign all your bones and relieve inflammation.
Well, he thinks you walk on water. And I wasn't going to burst his bubble. So let's take some calls here for you. I've got a whole bunch of emails that have just come in. Tom's getting some texts and tweets for you as well. Sometimes 2 hours isn't enough, Doc.
Okay,
let's go to Bill in Washington, D.C. on the wildcard line. Hey, Bill, welcome to the program.
Good morning to you guys.
You too, Bill.
Great program.
Thank you, sir.
Well, in short, I've had a pinched nerve in my left leg, and I can hardly walk for the last 2.5 months. They said it could be a piriformis syndrome. I didn't have an MRI yet, and I'm taking steroid pills.
He's got a pinched nerve, Doc. Let me ask you this first, Bill, because Doc will. How tall are you? How much do you weigh?
I'm 6 feet. I'm 155 pounds.
Okay, you're not overweight at all. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, where are you from?
Washington, D.C., Doc.
No, not with that accent. Where are you from?
where were you born, Bill?
Okay, I was born in Lebanon.
Ah,
okay, very good. Middle East, okay.
Marhaba.
Okay. Now, when you say you have a pinched nerve, would this be called sciatica? Does the pain go down your feet?
It's sciatica. I don't know if it's caused by a piriformis muscle or something in my lower back pinching.
Yeah, okay. I suspected that. Okay, so you weigh 100 and what?
50-some
pounds.
150, okay. What you need to do is get rid of all the bad foods, all the inflammatory foods, which will speed up your healing. Okay, that means no fried foods, no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, that kind of stuff. No oils. And I know the Middle East, they use a lot of oils.
Olive oil, Doc.
Yep, you got to give up the olive oil. No olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarine, no mayonnaise, no salad dressings, no cooking oils, and no gluten, no wheat, bran, or oats. That'll maximize your absorption of the nutrients. And then at 150 to 160 pounds, I'd have you take what we call two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month. That'll give you a basic program. And then I would throw in what we call MSM. MSM, it's a sulfur compound that's actually required to support, maintenance, repair a cartilage disc between the vertebrae, which is important in your case, tendons and ligaments and connective tissue. And then also, I like, say, 2 quarts of our liquid glucogel, which is also used to support, maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. So you can take 1 ounce twice a day, the liquid glucogel. And then vitamin D3, I want you to take 3 of those capsules for vitamin D3 twice a day to maximize absorption of nutrients, particularly calcium, maximize the placement of calcium in your bones. And this sort of stuff goes away very quickly. If you have pain or really uncomfortable, as you said, I would also get the CM cream. That's 2 letters, C like cat, M for Mary, CM cream. Throw in our trauma oil from the aromatherapy oil division of Youngevity. Put 5 drops of the trauma oil in every teaspoon of the CM cream. Have somebody apply that to your lumbar vertebrae from your ribs down to your tailbone, right down the middle and 1 inch on either side of the middle. And you'll get pain relief within 10, 15 minutes for about 3 to 5 hours. You can do it 2, 3 times a day. And within a couple of months, you should not need the pain relief because as you rebuild the tissues by supporting the nutrition required to do that, the pain goes away.
And I might recommend everybody, when you call in, have a little note pad next to you and a pen or pencil, because Doc gives you lots of information and you might miss it. And then if you do miss it, call the folks at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, this email in from Donna, she's got what she calls hereditary optic nerve eye disease. She said she's desperate. She has not even been able to pass her driving eye test. Help. She's 5'3", weighs 125. Optic nerve eye disease, she says.
Okay, well, optic nerve eye disease can be caused by osteoporosis of the skull. So the optic nerve that comes from the brain through the skull into the back of the eye could be squeezed. That's one possibility. Another possibility is macular degeneration. Can be a form of optic nerve degeneration resulting in the lining of the eye, the retina of the eye sort of disappearing. And so, again, you got to get rid of all the bad foods, all the inflammatory stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, brought around oats, so you can maximize absorption. And then per 100 pounds of body weight, I would take, again, 1 healthy brain and heart pack per month. If you weigh 150 pounds, I'd go to 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. But if you only weigh 110, 130, then I would take 1 healthy brain and heart pack per month. I would also get what we call Synaptive, which is raw materials for your brain cells to talk to each other. Go ahead and get 2 bottles of that a month, Synaptive. So you can take 2 of those tablets twice a day. And then I would get what we call Ocutive. Ocutive is from our Pro line. It's a great, great product, which actually gives the eye what it needs just to function properly, just for the biological function of the eye. And I would go ahead and get 2 bottles a month. They only come 30 in a bottle. You can take 1 at breakfast, 1 at dinner time for a 100-pound person. And you'll be amazed. The eye has a wonderful capacity to heal itself, but it does require raw materials, and it requires avoidance of the inflammatory stuff that do cause the problems.
I love that story of that doctor who challenged you, who had eye patients, and you helped many of them.
Yeah, well, just quickly, George, it's a great story. This was one of my meetings. I had 300 people, and the first question during the Q&A at the end of my lecture, as a guy in his 30s, he says, my grandmother is 80-something years old, and she has macular degeneration. She's been legally blind for 6 or 8 years. Can you help her? He says, yeah, I can reverse that. This guy jumps up in the back of the room and says, Wallach, you're a liar. He says, there's no way you can prevent and reverse.
And he was an eye doctor, right?
Yeah. I said, well, who are you? He says, I'm an eye doctor. I said, well, let's have a challenge here, sir. You pick 12 of your patients that you have diagnosed with macular degeneration. You have determined they're legally blind for 6 or 8 years. And if I can get half of them, if I could get 6 of the 12 to see 2020 within 90 days. Will you apologize publicly? He says, I'll do better than that. I will apologize publicly, and I'll take you out to dinner, and we'll have a great time. I said, you're on. So the next day, he brings me 27 charts that he's diagnosed with macular degeneration. They're all legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years. So he can't argue with the diagnosis because he made it.
He made it. That's right.
Yeah. And so he says, I'll tell you what. If you can get one of these to be able to read 2020 in 90 days, I'll pay for all the supplements. If you can't get one, Wallach will have to pay for all the supplements for these 12 people. He says, I said, why don't we take all 27? He says, you're on. Let's do all 27. Well, at the end of 90 days, all 27 could read 2020.
No, that's amazing.
Yes, and only two required glasses. 25 did not require glasses. So he not only made me an apology in public, bought me a great steak dinner, but he also made this wonderful CD called Seeing is Believing, Telling the Story.
You made a believer out of him.
Absolutely.
Back to the calls we go. Let's go to Sherry in Texas. Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, I'm so excited to talk to Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
I've had a horrible year, and it started off with the flu, a sinus infection, a failed root canal that I had extracted.
Okay, I missed all that. All I got was buzzing there. Did you hear what she said?
She's had the flu, sinus infection.
Failed root canal. Yes. And then I finally got diagnosed with lichen planus, where I'm having a horrible skin rash, very, very itchy. My toenails started.
Okay, now stop there. Uh-huh. What was this horrible skin rash called?
Lichen planus.
Oh, lichen planus. Okay.
Yes.
Now, did you have asthma as a kid or a teenager?
Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, sir.
Okay. Did you have any skin problems as a teenager, acne or eczema, dermatitis?
No, I had perfect skin.
Okay. One last question. Did you ever have any bowel problems, constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, appendicitis?
More the IBS and then the gluten allergy.
Okay, good. I was going to say IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, means gluten problem, and you already knew you had gluten problems. Okay. Well, gluten destroys the lining of your intestine. It makes your intestines look like you've been eating poison ivy for salad. You roll around naked in a poison ivy patch, you're going to get
poison ivy.
Yeah. You're going to get poison ivy. But if you eat gluten, and there's no human being that doesn't have a gluten problem. Every human being has a gluten problem. It may be variable in degree, but everybody has a gluten problem. And so it's imperative that not only yourself, but everybody in the household, the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, spouse, partner, roommate, renter, everybody in the household's got to be gluten-free. There cannot be any exceptions, because otherwise you're going to be cross-contaminated in the washer and dryer, cross-contaminated in the food preparation services, the couches we watch TV, the beds you sleep in together. So there cannot be any of the bad foods, particularly gluten, wheat, barley, rye, oats. Then, did we get how much she weighed?
How much do you weigh, Sherry?
About 170.
Okay. Then I would take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Full dose of everything twice a day. I would also get the hair, skin, and nails. Take the hair, skin, and nails. You can take three of those capsules twice a day. That's two bottles a month to support maintenance repair of skin. Okay. And then definitely we're going to throw in what we call the killer biotic, which is a blend of eight herbs that support your immune system. But also two of those eight herbs actually kill and have the ability to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and yeast. So you want to take three of those twice a day. That's killer biotic. I do it all the time. Every day, because I fly so much, I'm in hotels, and people are hacking and coughing and sneezing in airplanes, closed environment. And so I take three of those killer biotic twice a day.
That's probably smart to do that.
Yeah, it's a preventative maintenance. Yep. And you will do well. But this is a lifetime thing, not until you feel better, but this is a lifetime thing because you do have a gluten problem. And the IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, you see it advertised on TV all the time. And I'm always dismayed when they talk about irritable bowel syndrome on TV. They're always talking about just relief.
And they're always laughing.
Yep.
It's not funny. Let's go to Tom with a text or tweet for you, Doc. What do you have, okay, Tom?
Hey, Doc, this is a tweet from Thomas. Is CoQ10 good for the heart?
Oh, absolutely. But, it's one of the compounds that the heart actually makes when you give it all the raw materials, but it doesn't hurt to supplement it. Okay.
And by the way, Doc, and I've been told this, that if you take a statin drug, it sucks up that CoQ10. You really got to supplement.
Yeah, well, first of all, you need to get off of all statin drugs. Hear ye, hear ye. Even the FDA 3 years ago sent a urgent stop email to all licensed doctors in America, said stop prescribing statin drugs. Doctors continue to do it, but the FDA sent out an urgent stop email to all doctors saying do not prescribe the statin drugs. If you do, it increases the risk of people getting type 2 diabetes by 52% and Alzheimer's disease by 100%. Alzheimer's disease is a cholesterol deficiency, and when you eat egg beaters and margarines and oils and avoid animal fats, and of course you had a nice little note earlier on, it was an 18-country study, 18 countries, 135,000 people, and they found that the people who ate the most fat lived the longest and were the healthiest. So, and here's a case where consuming these eggs will solve these problems, but you have to.
I think you've got Ben Fuchs eating eggs now.
And he's a pharmacist.
Next up, let's go to Joe in the Bronx. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, George, how are you?
Good, Joe.
Good. Yeah, I wanted to ask Dr. Wallach now, considering lead exposure, how does one get rid of lead from their bloodstream or their blood system once
okay.
it's
Very injured? Simple. First of all, you need to get a hold of that book, Rare Earths, Forbidden Cures. Look in Chapter 11, how to collect hair, how to package it, where to send it, for a hair analysis, because you'll be able to, say, once a month, monitor the amount of lead in your body based on the lead contamination in your hair, okay?
Which is important to check.
Yeah, you need to check, see how what your progress is, okay? Your doctor's going to do a blood sample, okay, for lead. That's not very good, because that's going to vary, because most of the lead in your body is going to be stored in your bones. It doesn't circulate in your blood, unless you're just consuming it that day. And so you want to find out what your lead storage load is, okay? And you'll do that with a hair analysis. And you can do all that yourself. It's very easy. Just read Chapter 11 of the book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, and teach you how to do that so you can monitor what's going on. Now, one of the things that actually will displace lead out of storage in your body, particularly your skeletal system, is calcium. So what I would do, what do you weigh?
He hung up, Doc. Doc, he's not with us.
Oh, okay. So let's say per 100 pounds of body weight, I'm going to take one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight, okay? And then you throw in an extra bottle of calcium. Let's say you weigh 200 pounds. You want to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Get an extra bottle of the OsteoFX Plus, saying take 3 ounces a day, an ounce of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's going to begin to displace the stored lead in your body, and it will go away on a steady stream. It just goes away. It's constantly coming out of your bones and your muscles and your cartilage and ligaments and stuff. It'll go away. And you have to find out what the source was, okay? What was the source? Where were you getting the lead? And so it's going to take a little investigation to find out where you're getting the lead. And, of course, it could be from apples grown in a certain orchards. They used to use lead arsenate.
Really?
They used to use lead arsenate to spray the trees to kill the bugs that would eat the apples. And so the soil around those orchards are soaked with lead and arsenic, and the trees will suck those minerals up. And they'll be in the apples. So people who drink a lot of apple juice or eat apples every day. You know, it used to be said, George, that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. That's not true.
That was a great saying, though, Doc.
Yeah. But now we changed it. It's a stick of butter a day keeps the doctor away. We actually have
a DVD of
that title, a stick of butter a day keeps the doctor away. And you actually, the more butter you eat, the longer you live.
And not margarine. Not margarine.
No, not margarine. Not honey, it tastes like butter, okay? Not non-dairy coffee creamers. You want to put like a third of a stick of butter in your cup of coffee and get one of those, what do they call it, bulletproof coffees?
I've been having some berries with a little whipped cream every morning.
That's good. The whipped cream is very good. Yeah, it's a dairy fat. It'll reduce your risk of Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and Huntington's disease. And will reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease and add many health years to your life.
We're going to come back in just a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Final hour, we're going to take your phone calls. So those of you on hold, we'll get to you. Those of you calling, we'll do our best. to get to you as well. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that toll-free number for you to call. There are people there to give you advice. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. They man the phones continuously, so you should be able to get through eventually. If you don't get through on your first try, give it a try. But the website is always available to you at criticalhealthnews.com. Doc Wallach has been with us for several years right now, giving tons of valuable information to so many people. You will not believe the emails that I get when he's on.